Biden defense officials defend diversity, equity, inclusion in the military. By Christina Wong on March 23, 2023. Biden Pentagon officials in charge of military personnel policy defended pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in the United States military during a House hearing on Thursday, arguing that it would make the military stronger, not more divided. However, they were short on data to back up their arguments. Gil Cisneros, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, argued, "Diversity, equity and inclusion are essential to unit cohesion and trust." The Army's Assistant Secretary for Manpower and Reserve Affairs Agnes Schaefer argued, "A diverse and talented force of trained and cohesive teams is the most important indicator of our readiness." The Navy's Assistant Secretary for Manpower and Reserve Affairs Franklin Parker argued that diversity would increase our military readiness and maritime dominance by accessing the full range of our nation's talent. The Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Manpower and Reserve Affairs Alex Wagner insisted, "Our diversity and inclusion initiatives are informed by science and business best practices, congressional mandates, data-focused policy reviews and assessments, and the lived experiences of airmen and guardians." Yet, as House Armed Services Subcommittee for Military Personnel Chairman Jim Banks, RN, noted, the officials did not provide any data to back up their statements. Banks, who is a Navy reservist, stated at the end of the hearing, "The Department of Defense expended 5,359,311 man-hours for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's extremism stand down in an additional 529,711 man-hours for day-specific training. None of you today have defended with any empirical evidence, any studies at all that defends a single man-hour, or over 6 million man-hours of day training in the United States military. That's why this hearing matters," he added. "What's the justification for that giant investment?" Wagner, the Air Force official, during his opening statement shared a personal anecdote as a day success story. He said at his prior job, his team was preparing to present a report at a technology festival and to garner interest, decided to give out branded socks. He said they planned give out crew socks until a woman on his team privately pulled him aside and told him that women do not wear crew socks, but instead ankle socks. He said they decided to give out both crew socks and ankle socks and that the ankle socks were a hit. He argued that this showed the value of day in the military. "We need every tool available to defend the nation," he said. And while each Biden official said emphatically that day was a positive thing for military recruitment, there was a moment of awkward silence when Representative Jack Bergman asked why then the military was struggling with recruitment. Rep. Jack Bergman asked civilian officials for the DoD and each service whether day is a positive or negative for military recruitment. Each one said positive or very positive. Bergman asks why the military is underwater with recruiting then. Awkward silence. Christina Wong, at Christina_Wong, March 23, 2023. Bergman then told them he would like to see actual figures to back up their statements to prove that it was not just posturing. Cisneros, who is also the Department of Defense DoD's chief day officer, was also short on answers to basic questions asked by Republican lawmakers. Banks asked Cisneros how much the DoD was spending on day initiatives and how many DoD employees were dedicated to day. Cisneros said he did not have the figures in front of him and suggested he did not know because he also had another job as the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, slammed the DoD for responding only 3 hours before the hearing to her query about the former day chief for the DoD schools, Kaliza Wing, whom the DoD investigated and reassigned to another position after she was caught denigrating white people in several tweets. Cisneros apologized to Stefanik for the overdue response but still would not commit to providing her information about what the DoD found in its investigation. Cisneros also said he had not read Wing's books on white privilege, defunding the police, and the Black Lives Matters movement, and could not say whether or not her books were available in DoD school libraries. "Well, they are," Stefanik fired back. "I'm informing you that you should know the answer that they are available. You seem to not know a lot of what's happening in the department," she added. This is absolutely unacceptable. Similarly, Cisneros could not answer basic questions about Wing from Representative Matt Gaetz. RFL, despite multiple reports citing a Pentagon spokesperson who said Cisneros's office would conduct a 30-day investigation into her actions. Cisneros inexplicably told Gaetz, I did not do the investigation, and that it was a misstatement that he was conducting the investigation. Gaetz tore into the DOD for not firing her and slammed the double standard of Wing still being employed at $160,000 a year even after racist tweets. While targeting white service members who post about the Second Amendment and being on a white supremacy snipe hunt. If you just fired racist people then maybe you wouldn't have to go through this, Gaetz told Cisneros. Meanwhile, Democrats on the committee defended Day in the military. Representative Stephen Horsford, DNV, claimed that veterans' participation in the January 6, 2021, Capitol protests, proved that Day was needed in the military, despite there not being any clear connection between the protests and racism. At Rep. Horsford cites a University of Maryland study that said 17% of those charged in connection to January 6 appeared to have a connection to the military. Adds, that is why diversity, equity, and inclusion is important in the military, in the private sector, in nonprofits. Christina Wong, at Christina_Wong, March 23, 2023. Several Democrats also complained about the tone of the hearing and several said they were embarrassed. But House Armed Services Subcommittee for Military Readiness Chairman Mike Waltz, RFL, a National Guard Green Beret colonel, said if it were not for troops coming to them with complaints about the day training, they would not be looking into the matter. Mikhail Gwaltz says Republican lawmakers wouldn't be talking about day in the military if soldiers, cadets, family members, and their networks weren't coming to them upset and concerned. This isn't coming from us, he says. Christina Wong, at Christina_Wong, March 23, 2023. Representative Corey Mills, RFL, another veteran on the committee, argued the military was already diverse, and day training only divided troops. I'm a very proud United States Army combat veteran. Spent a lot of my time overseas, happily spent a lot of that in Fort Bragg in the 82nd Airborne Division where I served with a Cambodian gentleman who was born in Cambodia and lived in Los Angeles. I served with a black gentleman who was born in Brooklyn. I served with a Caucasian gentleman who was born in Lombard, Illinois. There was quite a bit of diversity. We came from different walks of life. But what brought us together was not day and critical race theory-based training. It was cohesive training and understanding what it was to have increased lethality and bring us together knowing that we would be there to fight and protect one another. Diversity in our military is a good thing, and we can all agree to that, he concluded. Allocating additional training time and starting to identify and ensure that we drive a wedge as opposed to cohesiveness is not a good thing. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.